Now, more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, present Jack Ebling and Tom Crawford.
Great morning, Mid-Michigan. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, our producer, Dave Benson. The Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS. Another great Mid-Michigan weekend. A lot of things going on. A lot to talk about, and we have some very special guests. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, Jack. I'm up here in beautiful Antrim County at Elk Lake in Elk Rapids, Michigan. My 40th consecutive vacation at Elk Lake. I don't like change, I guess.
Well, you're probably having the same cherry cheese pockets you've had before, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm fattening up on that. That's for sure. I'm going to have to run some extra laps down at Elk Rapids Hyde tonight, but having a great vacation. Coming back tonight, but had a super time, and the weather has been the optimum in lake weather. It's been hot, it's been flat, been doing a lot of water skiing, wakeboarding. It's just been sensational.
Well, you will be with us for the first couple of segments today, and we have a lot to talk about. And then we're going to get to some great guests, Tom. Jason Hillman, general counsel for the Cleveland Cavaliers, is going to join us. And familiar name, area broadcaster, and did a lot of work in Detroit and went to law school. And he told me the other night he's got an owner to defend. So we're going to talk about...
Unbelievable what Dan Gilbert, my God, he needs a PR agent right about now to massage what his little tirade that went on, I guess. But the LeBron James, that whole scenario has just been unbelievable. I can never, ever recall so much attention drawn to NBA free agency, obviously with LeBron at the center point and what's happened with the Miami Heat in the last couple of days.
Yeah, and I was thinking, who is the real winner and who is the loser here? I think the loser has to be the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the real winner here, besides the Miami Heat, is the NBA. We have never had this much discussion, as you mentioned. It has had the nation riveted, even non-basketball fans paying attention the other night. But I have a lot of problems with the way this was handled, and we'll talk about this with Jason at about 8:30. We're also going to talk with Dan Enos, and Dave Benn will be happy about that, new head football coach at Central Michigan. And Dave, I know that you have some things you want to check with him on after spring practice. And
yeah, they didn't look convincing at spring practice, but I don't know how many teams do look convincing during spring practice, so we'll see. Summer changes a lot of things in a team. It gets you clicking, especially when you got a brand new coach.
You know, and as you freely admit, you saw a spring practice where you thought the worst of the Central Michigan quarterbacks
worst of the four that year. Worst of the four that year was Dan LeFever. Couldn't throw a spiral. And he had an okay career, so I'm willing to give him a little bit of a chance.
We're going to talk with Dan Dickerson, play-by-play voice of the Detroit Tigers. Big trade yesterday. I was just about ready to give up on baseball. If the New York Yankees had gotten Cliff Lee, I was done with it for the year, other than maybe following Miguel Cabrera's race for a triple crown. But we're going to talk with Dan Dickerson about a lot of things, ranging from Ernie Harwell all the way to Brennan Bosch. Dr. John Braccio will be with us a little bit later. And then, Tom, one of your favorite guests, and mine too, and that is Phil Steele. And Phil Steele's college football preview really tells you that the season is here, and if that doesn't get your juices flowing, nothing will.
No, he's really gone to the top as far as the brand of being a football prognosticator and is a tremendous publication that he puts out. And so that will be interesting. I'll definitely reach out to the podcast this week and hear that interview. I'm sure you guys will do a great job with that.
And another number that our listeners are going to want to keep in mind, very close to 980. You know what that is, Tom?
What does that represent, Jack?
It's the number of days since the University of Michigan has beaten Michigan State at either of the sports that matter to you.
You know, when you have Dan Enos on there, I want you to ask a couple of questions on my behalf. First of all, you know, this is a 20, you know, Dave won't recall this. He's such a young pup, but this fall, this October, will mark the 20th anniversary of the infamous 28-27 Michigan State win over Michigan.
Right.
When Dan Enos was... by far, in my mind, the most valuable player in that game for Michigan State.
Yeah, he really was. He was a coach on the field that day, and I thought that was Dan Enos' best football game. And a day that Michigan State really needed a great football game from its quarterback to pull that upset. So We will talk about that and all things Chippewa and his reflections on the Michigan State program the last few years as well when we get him on at a little after 9 o'clock as well.
Hey,
you
Tom.
Know, Jack, you know, that Central Michigan, when I was up at that camp a couple weeks ago I was talking to you about, I hadn't been on that campus in 20 years at least, I'm thinking. I went to a football game a long time ago up there.
Yeah.
And just so impressed with everything they have going, the infrastructure, the facilities, the campus. And then Dan Enos, as good as you know, coach that he's going to be, I see nothing but great things ahead for the Chippewas.
Yeah, I would think so, too. I think that they have a lot of the pieces in place. And even if they have a year where he's got to put his program in and it's not quite the level that you would have with a senior quarterback like Dan LeFever, I think things look very bright. Enos is a tremendous recruiter.
Well, I think an important thing, too, is that the athletic director is there with the sport and everything. Hickey has done an excellent job at Central Michigan with all their sports, but he also gets it that football is what brings in money, and football is what sells your university and gets the most attendance for you. And so I think Hickey has done a good job of making football a priority as well.
Who knows? Central might be the place for a lot of mid-Michigan players who would love to play in the Big Ten, don't have that option, and decide that Central is maybe 1A on the list and take that kind of attempt. Tom, I just want to clear one thing up. You said Elk Rapids, right?
Yes, Elk Rapids, up in Antrim County, northwest lower Michigan.
Okay, so you are denying the rumor that you are really in South Africa, that you got tickets for Spain and the Netherlands, and you just didn't want anyone to know because you thought they'd be very, very jealous here.
No, I'll tell you what, I've gotten a lesson in soccer, though. My niece is married to a great young man who's now got his green card, lives in, and they live in Buffalo, and he's from Mexico. And he's up here with us. He's been watching World Cup soccer. His name is Diego, and he's been educating me a little bit. I'm telling you what, though, outside of the boundaries of the United States of America, soccer is huge in my mind now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's pretty big here at 1320 WILS, depending on who your producer happens to be for the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, any questions that you're going to want us to specifically talk to Phil Steele about? I understand he does not think it's going to be a winless season for the Wolverines.
Well, we talked about this two or three weeks ago, Jack and Dave, about, well, who's going to have more wins, Michigan basketball or Michigan football? And I've been doing some pondering this week and looking at, you know, certain magazines and stuff about the Wolverines upcoming. And I'm kind of discouraged, particularly like in the Detroit News today, they talk about how good Iowa's going to be, and it's believable. I think it's the Big Ten with Ohio State and Iowa and the Michigan State. I mean, there's, you know, in Ohio State, I mean, there's, you know, there's going to be some tough games for the Wolverines. I'm hoping, and I'm sticking with that 9-win miracle season for some reason. I guess I'm betting with my heart on that one, but I'm sure he'll serve up one of his 7-5 predictions, I think, for the Wolverines.
Well, I thought it was very interesting. There was a piece in the Detroit News this week ranking the top 25 players in the Big Ten, and University of Michigan not represented on that list. I couldn't recall the last time, maybe when Michigan had withdrawn from the Big Ten, that didn't have a single player among the top 25.
Oh, that's true, and that's discouraging. You know, this is obviously going to be a defining year for Rich Rodriguez. And you think about the Big Ten, and you know the fact you have to have some level of running game established there to you know, even if you're in the spread, you got to be able to run the football. And now Michigan, upcoming this year, is going to have to break in as many as three new linemen on the offensive line. The D line needs, obviously, you know, some voids that, you know, they have to fill in there as well. Brandon Graham gone. It's discouraging when you think about the trenches. Yeah, they got a lot of wide receivers there. They have some talent in certain pockets of that team on both sides of the ball, but where it counts up front is where I'm concerned, particularly in the ever-physical Big Ten Conference with physical teams like Ohio State and Iowa and Penn State.
Well, a couple of other stories I thought were interesting, and talked about football tickets being available at the University of Michigan. It's something that I don't recall seeing previously, and single game tickets available.
Those are single tickets, are they not? In a lot of scenarios, though, some of those games.
It doesn't say that. It says single game tickets. I assume you can't go in there and get eight together, but I don't know if you can get a pair or not. I'm guessing that when people turn their tickets in, they probably turn them in the way they bought them. So if you bought two, you turn in two.
Here's another thing is that, I see Michigan heavily marketing this, the new stadium renovation. In fact, this Wednesday they have an open house.
Right.
They're trying to sell the suites, obviously, and that, right. The premium seating area as well. And I think Michigan's realizing right now they're going to have to go back into maybe go back to 1968 kind of guerrilla marketing that Don Canham served up and making sure that they have those seats filled at that, very expensive the big house right now.
Well, maybe they need to carry over to the big house what they're doing with Chrysler and just get rid of some seats. That's what makes a winning team, I thought.
Because it's too big.
That could be the problem. It says here, single-game football tickets, including Michigan State, will be available in July to selected Victor's Club members.
Okay, well, that's different.
I don't know who's been selected, but... I would think, Tom, that a lot of our listeners are going to want to get a hold of you because we know you have friends in high places. You'd be able to get them tickets.
Everybody's a Victor's Club member who has season tickets via the licensing fee, but it's a higher level of Victor's Club that they're referring to select, the ones that donate money on top of that licensing fee.
Well, not everyone is at the level that you are in terms of the Victor's Club. Certainly. I heard that to help sell those suites, that if you bought two tickets at the suite level, you got lunch with Rich Rodriguez. And if you bought four, you got lunch with DeMar Dorsey.
You're just loving this. I've never seen you so enthusiastic talking about Michigan football these last, maybe 18, 24 months, Jack. Just all over it. You just embrace the misery that I'm going through and other Michigan fans are going through right now, and hopefully that'll change. But you do know that if things don't work out, where Michigan beats Michigan State and enough necessary wins there, that Michigan will be making a change at the head coaching ranks, and then things will probably turn the other direction, much more positive.
Well, normally Michigan State fans want Michigan to go 0-12 only because they can't go 0-13. This year, I don't think that's the case. I think a lot of Michigan State fans want Michigan to win seven games, win just enough that it keeps Rich Rodriguez there for another year or so.
Right, that's the ultimate sweet spot, But, I want to flip over real quickly to Central Michigan for a second because one of my daughters, Taylor, is going to be going to Central.
Yes.
And the free tickets. The student ID gets you into the game at CMU.
How
refreshing is that?
That's a pretty good deal.
And the alumni can hold on to those student IDs for a while and use those as well. So,
Dave, don't lose yours. Hang on to it.
As long as I look like I'm 18 for the next 10 years, I'll be good to go.
We will be back with much, much more, and we're going to have Tom join us for another segment here. We'll be back in just a moment, and then we'll get on to a full lineup of guests today. Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, Dave Benton, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.